to a brand new episode of Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. I'm sorry for your loss, but I'm sorry for the loss of a nation's voice, and frankly, I don't know you, so my right to chat shit just means a little bit more to me than you do. Listen, pain is a panicky prick of a thing. Perhaps you're acting out of character, or perhaps this was who you've always been. I mean, who's to say? Not us, obviously, because our lips are locked up just for looking like they might make a little bit of trouble. Now, come on, everyone loves a bit of trouble, Charlie. Don't be such a spoil sport when we're all going through such a difficult time. I mean, I appreciate the bank holiday and that you've decided to grace us with your company, but you can't arrest me for admitting that you're not the centre of my world. You can always respond by calling me a cunt if you want. I won't have you arrested for it, I promise. You know, a work-shy, boisterous blonde once said that he couldn't keep us safe from the plague because the people of these islands love their freedom. But it seems that our freedom is only fought for when it allows the state to shrug their shoulders and leave us to die. If I were to raise my voice above the volume of a mouse's squeak and speak my mind about how much I actually mind being ruled, then my alleged freedom comes second to the feelings of a rich but regretful man. You don't have to agree, but you can walk on by without letting the rage hit your eyes. You don't have to make that call and show us all how little you understand the people that you rule over. God save the king. From the reality of his kingdom. Keep his eyes closed as he traipses down town centre pavements that house those without homes. Hold his hands over his ears so that he doesn't have to hear his public as they grieve. Some sobbing for his mother, but some grieving their shot at life, staring with dread at the weeks to come as poverty stalks from the shadows with dark, cold eyes and an appetite for everything he sees. Everyone just needs to let off a bit of steam, Charlie. We've all been boiled and beaten down for a decade, and you're dressed in your blood diamonds, getting precious about a little bit of dissent among all of your fawning and adoring. Chill out a bit, Charlie. Nobody likes a crybaby. I was gonna be polite and keep all my Republican feelings to myself for a little while because I thought, you know what? You don't need to be a bitch. I said this on the last episode, I said, you don't need to be a bitch. You can just be nice. You know, shit's getting real, people are hurting. You don't need to be that person, right? But now shit's got even more real and I'm like, okay, maybe not. Do I believe that any member of the royal family is listening to this podcast? I doubt it. Although that would be camp and I would kind of live for it, but I doubt it. But it is my space. It's my thing. You know, it's my place where I can say whatever I want, right? And I live in the UK and this is a place where we have a government that likes to talk about freedom of speech a lot. One of the things that the current government in its many versions over the years, one of the things that they've been really, really pushing is, you know, the idea of freedom of speech at universities, for example. You know, oh, crybaby woke students, they need to get used to hearing opinions they don't like. Oh, you know, we've got to stop this whole cancel culture, no platforming nonsense. You've got to listen to people that you disagree with. So when it comes to stuff like that, they're very open to freedom of speech. But when it comes to the public protesting, they have an issue with it. So one of the things that they have done is they have brought through new legislation that increases the power that police have to disrupt protests. And that appears to be getting a lot of use now. There have been a number of people in the UK that have been arrested or have been threatened with arrest for basically nothing. You know, there was a lady, she wasn't hurting anybody. She wasn't being violent. She wasn't being aggressive. None of that. She just had a sign saying abolish the monarchy. That's her opinion. That's what she would like to happen. She wasn't threatening violence to any of the members of the royal family. She wasn't armed. She wasn't a danger to anybody. But she's been arrested. She's now been charged with a crime. Interesting. There was also there was a young guy who was not only arrested, but was also assaulted by other members of the public because he heckled Prince Andrew in regards to Prince Andrew's crimes that he appears to have gone away with. And again, this guy, he wasn't armed, he wasn't a danger to anyone. He just said something. He didn't even say it particularly loudly. He didn't swear. He didn't use aggressive language. He was assaulted by members of the public in front of police officers who did nothing to try and stop the assault. And then he was arrested by those same police officers. There was a man who also talked about how he went to Parliament Square and he held up a blank piece of paper. There was no writing on it, no, you know, anti-monarchy sentiment or anything like that, nothing disrespectful. It was just a blank piece of paper. And a police officer came up and asked this man for his details. He then said to the man that if he wrote "Not my king" on that piece of paper, he would be arrested. Three words. None of them vulgar, none of them swear words, none of them illegal words, none of them slurs. Just an opinion. Just how that man might feel. It's apparently now illegal in the UK to write down that you don't consider a man that you didn't choose, you didn't elect. It's now illegal just to write down the thought that he's not in your name, you know? I understand that there are going to be some people who are going to argue, oh, well, you know, it's not the right time. And I could understand that were it not for the fact that we're in a situation where one family's feelings are protected over the rest of a nation. And nobody considers, for example, whether it's the right time or whether it's appropriate or whether it's fair for various other, you know, disruptive things. You know, for example, there is a church group local to me that are very anti-LGBT. They have been caught doing conversion therapy, which the government still has not made illegal. They have many times in sermons as well as public displays, they have said that gay people are possessed by the devil, gay people are evil, gay people are disgusting, and so on and so forth. All that kind of stuff, you know. They've said this in their own private spaces, but they've also said this publicly. Very loudly, in the street, where gay people have to walk past that. And that's allowed to carry on as it is. When I went to London Pride this year, and actually it's happened at multiple prides I've been to over the years, there were several points in the parade where there were anti-LGBT protesters who were basically just shouting hate speech, right? They were shouting slurs, all this stuff, threats, violent imagery, all that. The whole shebang. And they were allowed to do that because apparently their freedom of speech is important. But when someone says, "not my king," suddenly everyone's acting like they don't actually know what freedom of speech is. So you can shout homophobic things at an entire parade of gay, lesbian, bi, trans people. You can shout transphobic things at them. You can chant misogyny, all that kind of thing. And that's fine. That's okay, apparently. But if you say, "I would personally like to see the monarchy ended peacefully. I would like it to end now. I don't want for one family to rule over us. I'd like that to go now." And that's apparently a bridge too far. No. Now listen, I understand grief. I fucking do. And I understand, in a sense, obviously, not entirely, but I understand that right now, Charles is in a difficult position. He has just had a bereavement, and he's essentially got to take up this huge position and do all of this stuff that maybe he doesn't want to do. And that's rough. And yeah, I imagine it probably would be even more rough to have members of the public remind you of how unfair it is that your family has all of this wealth that they haven't really earned, while people on the same island are going to be choosing between whether they can have the heating on and whether they can eat. That's probably quite challenging, I'm sure. It's probably not nice to have people remind you very loudly during a difficult time that your brother is, well, gotta be careful what I say. I don't want to have a knock at the door. But, you know, if you know, you know. And I suppose that's not nice to be reminded of. I can't relate because my brother does not hang out on islands with traffickers of children. So I'm quite lucky in that regard. But I guess it's pretty rough, you know. Nobody's saying that it's nice, right? But, but what I am saying is if you are going to take all the wealth, all the palaces, all the fucking diamonds and rubies and every opportunity that anyone would kill for in this climate. I mean, I think we know someone that's not going to be worrying about his heating bills in the next few weeks, don't we? And there are many people across the UK that would do anything for that. They really would. But if you're going to take all of that, all those advantages in life that you literally all you did to earn was happen to show up in the right uterus and be born, right? Then you have to accept that sometimes people aren't going to like you. And sometimes people are going to maybe say that, you know, and you have to be okay with that. You can't be precious about it. You just can't. It's weak bitch shit. Oh God, I'm definitely ending up on a list at this point. But you know what? If that happens, okay. Okay. At least I fucking said my shit while I could, you know? This podcast, this one in particular, has kind of more become like a diary than what it originally was, which I'm cool with. It's kind of like a chronicle of my life, you know? And if shit goes down for me, shit gets real, and I wind up in jail or some shit, I don't know. You know what? I would be proud to say, you know, to my kids in the future, yeah, I didn't lie about how I felt, and I said my shit. Maybe I got in a bit of trouble for it, but whatever, you know? That sounds ridiculous, but still, you get what I mean, right? But my point is, it cannot be that there is freedom for some and not freedom for all. It just can't. I'm sorry. Maybe that hurts the feelings of somebody that I'm now supposed to love and adore as my king. But if I love and adore someone, I treat them like a normal person. So if you want my love and my adoration, sweetheart, you're going to have to get used to the fact that you are not getting special treatment. But also, I'm not going to love and adore you because, like, I don't even know you, bro.
Thank you for listening to Sincerely Jennifer with me, Jennifer Wan. If you want to find more of my work, you can on my website, jenniferwan.com, or you can find me on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Reddit, SoundCloud, and pretty much every social media website ever, with the username Miss J Squared. Thank you to my amazing top tier patron supporters, Amanda, Kylie, Melissa, Anna, Sam, Katie, Christina, Josie,